Most of us look forward to getting away on vacation and just taking it easy, eating, sipping something tropical, enjoying the sights. But sometimes we think maybe we can do something interesting and helpful on vacation as well. But how? Well, here's a very good way. Volunteer. Volunteering on vacation is a free program that makes it easy for Maui visitors and residents to help protect Maui's unique and fragile forests, shorelines, beaches, and open lands. And we're glad to have Lauren Blickley on the line with us today from the Valley Isle. Lauren, good morning, and thanks for volunteering to speak with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Indeed. So here we are, vacationers, or come Inus, maybe doing a staycation. So how do we start volunteering? How do we find out about this?
Yeah, it's really easy. Volunteering on Vacation is a program that Pacific Whales started back in 2007 with funding from the Hawaii Tourism Association, and it's really grown and expanded over the last couple of years, and we have five different partner groups that we work with now, and we have a lot of visitors, obviously, coming in to Maui and supporting a lot of the industries here and going out on snorkel and whale watch with our eco cruises. But a lot of them wanted to give back and constantly asked ways, well, you know, how can I get more involved with Maui, or how can I see a different side of Maui that I wouldn't normally see on vacation? And that's really where the program came from and grew out of. And it's really easy just to call the Pacific Whale Foundation offices or to visit pacificwhale.org and talk to me, and I can help facilitate people getting onto these different activities and events that we have with the different organizations.
So the whales, which sort of primarily got the thing going as far as you're concerned, but it's expanded beyond the whales. This pretty much involves everything from the mountaintops to under the sea, essentially.
It does. We actually are leading every other week a group that goes up to Haleakala National Park. Mm-hmm. We're the only group that does front country invasive species removal up on Haleakala. We partner with a South Maui volunteers who are doing dune restoration all along the south coast of Maui, all the way to Hawaiian Island Land Trust and the Waiheke Coastal Refuge. And so there's a lot of different opportunities for people to get involved no matter what their interest is. And it's a unique program because it's only a couple hours of volunteering opportunities. So a lot of programs where you're going on vacation to volunteer, it's an entire week of volunteering. And this allows you to have your vacation or staycation, but also spend a couple of hours giving back, like we say. So it's really easy for somebody to fit into their vacation time.
So they provide transportation to a lot of the venues?
For our Haleakala, we do provide transportation. For most of the other venues, you have to take your own transportation and take your rental car, but we provide all of the information about how to get there. And I was going to say, there's also one for farmers out there. We added OO Farms, which is upcountry in Kula, so people who are interested in farming, as well as Malama Honokawai, which is a native Hawaiian restoration project in Honokawai Valley. So, again, a lot of different opportunities and really special chance to get to see a side of Maui that a lot of people don't get to see.
It sounds like the sort of Kōkua extended to so many different organizations. Is this sort of running in parallel with the Eyes on the Reef people?
We actually have not set up one for Eyes on the Reef quite yet, although we do work extensively with Darla White and the Eyes on the Reef here on Maui. But we're always looking for chances to expand our volunteering on vacation program. So if there's organizations who are interested in being involved and being a partner organization, we ask them to reach out and get in touch with us, because we're always looking for new opportunities to add partners and to add opportunities for our volunteers.
It seems like it's not only getting the word out, but tourists and visitors trying to get the word in. Would you say it's about a 50-50 mix, or how's the interchange really, really working?
Yeah, right now we have, again, very heavy on our visitor side, which is really good. And, again, that's really where Pacific Whale Foundation is. We're in our ecotourism. And so that's where our biggest market is. But I really would encourage any local to come in and get involved and join us as well, because it's a lot of things that people who live on island haven't ever done before, or who are looking on a Saturday, well, how can I give back and how can I be a part of something? And it's very, very easy. Again, it's flexible schedules. We also provide free beach cleanup kits from our offices in Ma'alaya, so we provide bags and gloves, and that can be done on anybody's time. So you can come by and get the kit and then pick your beach and make a difference just within an hour of picking up while walking along the beach.
So the volunteer provides the body and you provide the tools, essentially.
That's right.
Is there, for example, I imagine one of the most stunning things for visitors when they see a pool, the Kohola, actually the Hawaiian humpback whale, actually sounding and the flukes coming up. Is this the sort of the main trigger point for a lot of people who wonder, how can I help? What do I do? That sort of, you're sort of baiting the hook of fascination with the beauty of the life in these islands.
That's so true, and I like how you put that, because that's really what we tried to do here at Pacific Whale Foundation. Is the whales, you know, in my mind as conservation manager here, is that's one point, and that's how to get people in, and that's what we really utilize. You get people excited about the ocean environment. You get people excited about whales, or maybe just coming to Hawaii just to see whales, and then you use that as sort of a segue into how you can protect the oceans and how you can give back to these habitats, how you can give back to these islands. So it really is a conversation starter, the beginning point for a lot of people to get inspired, and then they're always looking for that next thing. Well, what can I do now? And volunteering on vacation is one of those opportunities.
So the actual, it seems to me, the best way we can help the whales is to make sure they have a habitat and sort of stay clear of them or just observing from a respectful distance. There aren't any actual volunteers going into the water to help the whales per se.
No, that is all done through the sanctuary right now as far as disentanglement efforts and professionals. So we do ask people to just give whales their space, but there's a lot of people that people can do outside of being in the water one-on-one with whales. I think that's a small aspect. We all, as individuals, play a role in making a difference for our ocean environment. And I think sometimes people think the oceans are so big, what can I really do as an individual? And it's really taking those steps as an individual, as your own family, and sort of looking inside and say, okay, what can we do? That's how we're going to make the biggest difference for our ocean environment.
And you seem to be making a big difference, and we're really, really glad that you opened our eyes to it. And again, thanks for volunteering to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Aloha. Lauren Blickley is a marine biologist based on Maui. She received her undergraduate degree from the University of Miami in Florida and a master's degree from the University of California at Santa Barbara. And she currently works as the Marine Conservation Programs Manager at Pacific Whale Foundation.